Good morning. It's October 1st, 2011. The time is 5:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York on a Saturday morning. Not as early as yesterday, where I had to go into work early, which I have to do again tomorrow, but when duty calls, as I say. Doing this audio boo on an item that came in the mail yesterday, and that is the Revive Solar Restore. It's a portable battery, basically, that you can see from my cover art. I have it connected to my iPod Touch here just before recording this audio boo. You see the little mic nubby on the lower right side of the right corner of the iPod Touch. But the actual unit has a LED light that's shining on it. It's with all its available cables it has. The item right out of the box, I'm pretty impressed with. It's about the size of an iPod Touch, iPhone, a little bit wider than that, but it has the solar panels on one side, and then charge indicator at various levels, 20, 50, 80, and 100%. And when we came out of the box, it was already at 80%. So I connected it to my iPod Touch to see what would happen, and topped it off as far as battery charge. So I'm pretty impressed with it. I sort of came across this item a few weeks ago and was pretty fascinated with it and decided to go ahead and purchase it, and I got it off of Amazon, .com, and it cost about $29 plus shipping, of course. And it's a nice little thing. I guess I find myself managing or trying to manage throughout the day the power on my iPod Touch when I do various things. And I think this will come in handy. You know, somebody will say, why don't you just get a plug and stuff? And I don't know, it's a different way of doing it, you know, sort of thinking outside the box of a different way of providing the various electronic gadgets we may have for or to recharge. And I've been thinking a lot about that since the recent flood here last month on additional power sources. You know, be it the I do have a gas generator, but looking into solar. I got some plans. I've had some plans drawn up for actually quite some time on and for a solar generator to get us, you know, maybe toy around with that. But this is my first item with solar capability. The item, it charges up solar to 50%, and then you have to go with the AC adapter to complete the charge. But even at 50%, it provides a sufficient charge for your particular item, be it cell phone or iPhone, or in my case, the iPod Touch. Again, over on Amazon, for this particular item, there's a pretty extensive detailed outline of the item. There's about 61 reviews, which I read throughout them, and the item overall got 4 stars. I'm giving it at least 4 stars right out of the box, if not 4.5, for what I see. And what I like the LED light, which on a charge lasts up to 20 hours, so that in itself is pretty neat. Different type of flashlight. So that's my new item yesterday that came in UPS, a little box that was sitting on my porch when I got home. And it was a welcome surprise. I was expecting it. I got something else coming in with some various additional connectors. I guess you can never be too short with enough connectors. That's all I have this morning. You all have a good one today. Be fire safe, be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.